a method that makes their lives easier, maybe improve safety for the crews. Most of them are usually maintenance ideas, so it's usually oriented towards safety, crew safety on the roadway, that type of thing. We also have innovations that involve the delivery side of the house, with coming up with a better way to deliver plans or a more convenient way to, maybe software or an app or something that delivers stuff easier to our customers. So that happens every year, and it's always in Springfield. And so this year, the commission decided to coincide their commission meeting with that innovation showcase, so they could come down and look at all the displays and talk to the employees that were presenting. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's coming up. And I think that's probably it. Anything else that I left out?
I have a note that Teeny Como Bakery House will move up a year for 2021.
Okay. Yeah, the Teeny Como on 65 are in 2021. So, and they're a rehab, I believe. So just redoing the bridge deck.
There's a new chairman of the State Highways and Transportation Commission and another new member, and there is an opening coming up. And Mr. Tom Carlson from Springfield has applied for that position. And so maybe it was good you come here.
I am. I learned so much from you.
So at any rate, Mayor Tate submitting his letter of support to Governor Parsons today, but there's been several others, letters of support. But if anybody needs some information about that, please email me and I'll send you the stuff. But it would be good for us to have a member on the commission from down here. And Tom Carlson was a former member of, was a former mayor of Springfield. He owns a development company, so he's a residential subdivision developer. He's been on national boards, he's been on state boards, so he's a really pretty good guy. And so if we could get him onto the commission, I think that would pay us some dividends. So again, Springfield has sent their stuff, Green County sent their stuff, all of that kind of stuff, but everybody expects that. But if the smaller communities and that, Governor Parsons listens, I mean, he's a small community guy. So anyway, for whatever that's worth, I think that's something that we need to do. The night before, the second is the meeting. The night before, the Springfield Chamber is hosting a meet and greet with the commission. I don't know what that, was that $10 to attend that?
Yeah.
And so some of us can get you invited to that if you want to go to that. I don't know if I'm going to personally be able to do that the night before an election. I just think we're going to be kind of busy. But at any rate, that's going on too. So if anybody's interested in going to Springfield and hanging out with the commission, that could happen too. Springfield will be presenting an update to the commission as the city of Springfield. There's my version of that update.
Any further member status on the project you had us add to the list last year on upgrading the rest of the intersections all the way from Branson to the Arkansas line?
Branson,
Arkansas. On
65. To interstate status.
No, we're not working on that right now. What we are working on is 65 from Ozark down to the highway. And that one's coming up in 2021, I believe, if we haven't moved it. And we do have some safety funds on that, so we're looking at improving some intersections, lengthening out probably some deceleration or acceleration lanes and existing turn lanes that are probably too short right now. Possibility of guard cable, the high friction surface treatment that we used at Saddlebrook, we'll put that back on when we come back through. Possibility of some interactive signs, because we've reduced the number of accidents on those curves at Saddlebrook, but we still have people hitting those things at 80, 90 miles an hour and going off.
The money's been broached, the subject of that, any upgrades or anything out there around 86?
No. So that's not on the radar right now.
So that's out in 2021 or beyond,
Yeah, because I don't know when the next overlay's coming on 65. We just did that fairly recently, so it'll be the next.
I think the high road is up for an overlay.
isn't it?
We just got it.
Oh, it's just got it.
Because we did the high friction on the ramps as you come off the 76.
Everybody travels that so frequently, I forgot it.
No, this is going on Saturday.
Journeyman Construction, I have to say this because you brought that up. Journeyman Construction got that project last year. And they commented that they had done the original project and they were pretty sure it probably didn't meet overlaying.
Okay.
Looked good to them. They weren't sure that they weren't.
I see the roundabout down here has its final coat and it's been striped.
Yeah.
Yep, looks pretty nice. I was just going to ask if traffic has been here, is it Y Highway that's right out here?
Yep.
Has it been backed up to the moon?
Not as bad as expected.
But okay, because everybody, the Acorn had hit them on the head and
yes.
We were going to, I just think
it's been bad, but nothing like it was down there.
Yeah, one of the worst times is backed up down to about Shorty Cooper.
Oh, okay, so.
Did it not used to do that?
Used to have it done.
Yeah. So it's always backed up.
Did they actually have an official ribbon cutting ceremony on the roundabout?
I don't believe so. I don't
just
know.
Just after this.
I don't know if Sandy County had any interest in doing anything or not. We probably failed to ask.
Well, it's a success story. And this whole group here were part of that. And the planning, the thinking.
It did turn out nice.
There's still a whole retaining on that.
Yeah.
Because there's still cones and stuff down there. I just didn't know if it was.
We don't hold retainage.
Okay.
As a state, we don't hold retainage.
Okay.
But.
And we accept the
project. I don't know if there's. Yeah, they will be doing their final inspection kind of thing. I'm sure that they had already done a final inspection knowing that the only thing they had left was the asphalt and the striping. But yeah, until they have everything signed off on, then we'll proceed their final.
And sometimes seeing straw holds that stuff up. It looks like it's seeing straw. It looks like landscaping's done. I mean, I just came through there. This is the first time I've seen it completely.
Because of the way the final lift of asphalt fell, I would say, yeah, in this case, it probably would be the last thing that's done. Because normally, like you said, it's usually the seeding and mulching, and then we have to wait for grass growth before they can get paid for that item. In this case, it would probably be the other way around.
Did they decide to add an ADA project in 2022 for 2022?
I think they're going to put a holder right there. So we have a transition ADA plan that we are required by federal law to meet. In fact, every city is supposed to have a transition plan in place. But our transition plan is supposed to be in place, fully in place by 2027, which means that we are supposed to have all barriers, ADA barriers to access removed from our sidewalks by that time. And so we had been doing them when we did overlays on roads, we would automatically look at the ADA improvements that we made to the sidewalks. Our road overlay program, because of funding, is so stretched out, there's no way we're going to meet all our ADA requirements and do them in accordance with the road overlays, because the road overlays are pushed out well beyond 2027. So we're going to have to start grouping together ADA projects into, I think, bundles is what we're going to end up doing. And so when we met the other day, we're talking about bundling Stone and Taney County together right now for planning purposes and then determining how many needs we've got out there, whether we'll break it into individual projects or whether we'll keep it as one big project. It's out there a ways. I think it's 2022, so we're looking at doing the same thing on the western side.
Your 2022 will actually be from July of 21. Is that when your 22 starts?
Yes, our fiscal year. But normally, when we say that, then you can pretty much just see construction in the actual.
Right.
Because usually the construction ends up being in the regular, not fiscal year, but the calendar year.
Right. So.
And we touched on Long Creek over and over again, but we are right now tentatively shooting for June as our time period for closing the road and making the emergency repairs. And that is dependent on us receiving the materials that we have in order right now, which is basically some materials getting fabricated especially for the project, and we're coordinating crews from other districts because we are doing this with our own forces. They they, we have bridge crews in every district. That's what they do, is bridge maintenance. So we're going to be bringing in crews from at least one or two other districts, putting them up in hotel rooms, having multiple crews going at once to try to keep that closure to a minimum. But obviously, there's also some logistics there. You know, how many places can you actually, you know, cut apart and re-weld while the other crew's there? You can't cut the whole bridge apart and then come back later. So we've got some logistics there, but I think we'll probably have three crews going at different locations on the bridge, is kind of my understanding of how that's probably going to happen. But try to speed up progress as much as possible. We'll be working 6 days a week, basically sun up to sundown, is my understanding, as much as the crews can handle. So, get it done.
All right. New business.
One housekeeping item, I think we put it in the minutes that Mr. Gary Pence has given us a letter concerning the Lakeshore Drive. That's in my district. So just for the record, we have received Mr. Pence's correspondence, and this is alongside of a lot of other personal conversations with Mr. Pence, probably both myself and MoDOT, others, our stakeholders. So anyway, just put that on the record. The other piece of new business that I have is, I'm giving you the blue sheet. That is a House and a Senate bill. Both of those are in current legislature. They are 2 cent per year indexed gas tax increases that will net basically a dime, I think, over a period of 5 years. And right now, this plan has been around for several years and just gets the can kicked down the road at the legislature. It is the only plan. It's the only plan. And if we don't start doing something, and everybody says, well, it won't totally fix it, so let's do nothing. So anyway, those of you that have contact with your legislators, if you want to HB 282 or Senate Bill 430, there's a couple in there, and I think 430 is Libla. He puts one in every year. Yeah. So we've got to do something here, or it's going to get away from us, and this time it's serious. So for whatever that's worth. That's it for new business for me, other than the fact that we tabled the minutes. We didn't get the minutes.
I don't think so.
Do you want me to go back in there, or I can text?
No, what I'd like to do is to now introduce a motion to postpone the approval of the minutes till a date certain, which would be our next meeting.
Have a motion to
second.
Postpone and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
For the same time, motion will carry.
Here's one motion left to be made, and I'll leave that for somebody else.
All right.
May I request that on your May 28th meeting, you allow me to lead you in our official prioritization exercise for our top three needs that will go to our
if
there's not a lot of changes,
it'll
go quickly. But I
think
that
was
the
agenda.
So move.
Second. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Yeah. I've got a new business item yet. It's all set. And then we're close. We'll get out of here in the next 30 seconds.
Motion a second to get Megan's prioritization discussion on the table or on the agenda for next meeting.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second to be at the prioritization table for Megan in our next meeting. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
I was hopeful that Keith Panthers is going to be here today, because I have a great deal of curiosity about the Branson Grant Fund for the traffic signal upgrades. It's going to be a showcase thing.
Of course.
automated traffic signal for